Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. As you're watching society, it's just like, you know, give me a break. You know, give me a break. And I want to be able to be in the bottom of a sailboat sleeping while the storms of life happen.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to, just prophetically, because everybody is not paying attention. People are being, it's like, blindly stupid. And this is like, okay, I'm just going to go lay on the bottom of the boat. All I'm just going to sleep on the bottom of the boat.
You can go on the cliff if you want.
Yeah, too. And everybody's just screaming hard, care us not that we perish. It's like, why are you talking to God now? He's been talking to you for 20 years now. You hadn't said nothing. And now you're going to talk to him when the storm's coming. Listen, they're coming. Mm-hmm. They are coming so much. We were just talking about that. I've been seeing this vision is that in my spirit now, this is I don't know, but this is what I'm seeing, is that Satan will not be satisfied, and you can account for those that are held captive by him to do his will until every single child that's even thought of is destroyed, that every marriage is destroyed, every form of gender is destroyed, everything that God says is good is called bad, and anybody that raises their head and waits too late, they'll be bait. They'll just come and devour the ones who stand for righteousness. This is the difficult thing that's going on. Communion is what you take, you know, he said, do this in remembrance of me. He would take the bread and he would break it and he would put it on the, he would just pass it and they would eat it and they would eat the bread and say, this is my body broken for you. And this is what we all do. And then we would drink the wine. And he said, this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant. And they would drink that. So communion is what we do as Christians to remember Jesus and his finished work on the cross. Well, they're not going to be satisfied until printed on the communion wafer the words plan B. I mean, they're given abortion pills to 15-year-olds on the store counter right by the aspirin. I mean, why do you want to kill the child's baby at 15? They don't even know. Why don't you just raise it? I was listening to a spoken word out of England, and some people would call it rap, but really it's a poetic spoken word and music. And he was talking about, yeah, you criticize us, talking about young people, you criticize us for and tell us not to abort our children, but then you shame us for having a child as a teenager.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's, you know, that's all demonic. It's like, come on, let's just get back to how it really was, that if, you know, God is the one, the creator of life, and then when a child is conceived, birth it and raise it in God's way. And you can't be on both sides of that equation, you know, shaming people and criticizing people who are being tempted to take their child's life, at the same time gossiping and finger pointing at the child that decides to have, or the person who decides, that single mother who decides to have. And which one, which side are you going to be on? Because if you're on both sides, you're on Satan's side. You know, and you have to realize that, look at the Word of God. Read about, I mean, there's a reason why God had everybody, all of his people written about in the Word, so we can find out that we're all broken people, that we've all made mistakes. I mean, think about it. The wisest man that ever lived, Solomon, the son of David, came from the beginning of his parents' relationship was enveloped in adultery and murder. It was King David fell to temptation when he saw Bathsheba, and Bathsheba was Uriah's wife, another man's wife. And he just wanted, and he's supposed to have been at war. Let me tell you why you're getting in so much trouble. Because we're out here alone. If you'll come out here and help us, if you'll get on the front lines, because we're at war now, spiritual war, that you won't. But David was supposed to be at war, but instead he was, this is where bondage and captivity happens, when you are not on the front lines of war. That's where critics come in. That's where the people come back. Well, I don't like the way, you know, where are you? You know, type of thing, criticizing people, how they're actually, and you're doing nothing, you know? And so, And so Solomon, the wisest man, the one that wrote the book of most of the Proverbs, Song of Solomon, that he built the temple of God where God dwelt, that his parents were adulterers and his dad was a murderer. Mm-hmm. But yet, he was a man after God's own heart, whose lineage where Jesus comes from. And if you saw who sat around King David's table, you would see a whole bunch of broken people. People that have been, all these things that happened to them. And that's us. And so what we do is wherever we are at the time when we find God, or we find out that we're in sin, even though we were walking with God, that we turned away from God and we find out, we realize that, hey, we got to turn back to him. He'll take us as we are at that moment.
Right.
You know, and that's how we have to work that out. Now we don't try to say we're following God and using the world's principles when we follow God by following God's principles. And with that, you'll find out the true people who want to follow God or not. But he empowers us to be able to do that. And so if that's where King David and Bathsheba, who bore a son, their first son died, by the way. And if he would have died before they got married, they may never have been married. I mean, think about that. If Uriah was at war, and what happened was that David had committed adultery with this man's wife. The man was a soldier for him at war. And he finds, she comes to him later on and says, I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many Christians begin to look down and just say, it's over. You know, I can't believe you've done this. And just all these different crazy things, like they're righteous in their own works.
Right.
And so he begins to take that same kind of mindset, and he starts thinking, how can we work this out? So he brings Uriah back, and the husband of Bathsheba, and says, you know, go back in from the war, mm-hmm. go back and sleep with your wife and just take a break. Well, he was so dedicated to King David. He's like, I can't, and the soldiers out in the field, he said, I cannot, and wouldn't it be great if people were that dedicated to God?
Amazing.
That they would say, you know what, I cannot receive any self-pleasure at all as long as I know my brother's on the front line fighting. Mm-hmm. I have to be there with him and with her, my sister and the Lord. And so, and I believe that day's coming. And he wouldn't do it, which obviously, if she's pregnant, he's going to try to make it look like it's Uriah's right. baby. Mm-hmm. And how many times we have the temptation to say, when we sin or we make mistakes, to try to do like Adam and Eve, and just start trying to cover it up and just take it to God and say, you know, I've failed, I made a mistake, I've sinned, and you know, forgive me. And eventually that doesn't work. So long story short, he just basically sends orders out to Joab, the head general, and says, listen, put Uriah on the front line, trying to cover his own sin. He had another man killed. Mm-hmm. But think about that. How many people hate someone so bad? Because he says hating is murdering, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what they're really trying to do is cover up their stuff. And just instead of saying, hey, you know, I've sinned and I've fallen short. God, I need your help. And so he had him killed, you know, mm-hmm. which I think is a pretty cool general too, because he didn't question the orders.
Yeah.
But, God knew what was happening. And so later on, God sends Nathan, a prophet, and tells him, you know, why would you have done such a thing? And then, of course, David issues justice. How this is how it should be done. And then Nathan says, well, that's cool, because this man's you. Mm-hmm. And yeah. at that moment, he fell to his knees. He realized, against you and you only have I sinned. It was murder. It was adultery. His wife was pregnant with a baby early on. And lost that baby, and even prayed to God for that baby. And just a mess. And understanding that that's who we are. We're just a mess.
That's right.
But if we turn to God, he empowers us. He forgives us. He restores us. And somehow through his amazing empowerment, he empowers us to be able to walk rightly before him. We can take no credit for it. But that's how you know when somebody knows God or not, because they're able to walk in obedience to God, because Jesus empowers them through his spirit and their total dependency on the finished work of the cross of Christ. And they're able to walk out what a religious person can only do on the outside, but can't do on the inside. It's a powerful, powerful thing. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. Oh, we're just talking about the reality, how that, you know, we are broken people, reaching broken people to introduce them to a whole unbroken God who chose to be broken on the cross for us to take our place. It's just a powerful thing, and that we have to, we can't be on both sides of that equation of what we're talking about with criticizing someone and judging them for having a temptation to go have an abortion and kill their child, and then criticizing them for having a child as a single parent or having a child as a teenager, for example. It's like, which side are you on? Are you on the child side? You're not on the child side if you're thinking, you know, that way.
Right.
The child side is like, hey, you're saying, you know what? I'm willing to raise this kid.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.